This is Senator Bob Dole. The Reagan administration continues to create new jobs and new hope for millions of Americans. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, President Reagan deserves credit for some good news on the employment front. A record 126 million Americans were working in 1986, and almost 85% of those jobs were full-time, high-quality jobs. Now, I'm the first one to add that we have to create even more jobs so that no American who is able to work is out of work. But we're on the right track. One, the number of Americans over the age of 16 who are working broke an all-time record. Two, women were the biggest winners on the job front. And three, since 1981, 10 million workers have found full-time jobs. Now, we need to do much more. But 10 million new jobs sounds like progress to me, Ted. Are you willing to help President Reagan do even more?
Bob, that's an old Republican trick, fudging the numbers on jobs and disguising the problem of unemployment. In 1981, President Reagan's first year in office, 8 million Americans were out of work. In 1986, 8 million Americans were still out of work. The way most people count, Bob, that's no improvement. Unemployment is the issue, and Reaganomics is the wrong answer. For an elephant, Bob, you have a short memory. Republican economics at the beginning of the Reagan administration caused the highest unemployment and the worst recession since the Great Depression. The jobless rate has finally come back down again now. But it's cold comfort, Bob. It's still higher than when Jimmy Carter was president. The average earnings of working men and women still haven't recovered. They're lower today than when President Reagan took office. Next time, Bob, show a little more concern about the millions of Americans working for less pay or not working at all.
This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on needed reform in the immigration laws. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.